Morning. I'm Mike Flanagan, State Superintendent, and as you may or may not know, we're doing podcasts each month, and we had one scheduled for today, so I thought I would do it really on what's pretty much a timely topic, considering a press conference that I did with the governor yesterday on school finance, would be to talk a little bit about that and about the issues that we're dealing with right now. I decided to wear kind of a finance person's shirt today. That's my image of them, that they wear these striped shirts. And I actually was going to probably play that out a little bit. I've eaten lunch on camera before, but I'm actually feeling very, very serious about this and concerned. A proration letter went out to schools yesterday that was $122 a kid. I'm taping this on May 1. You may be seeing this whenever you're joining us. And by the way, I know the audience has grown. I get feedback everywhere I go on these podcasts. So it's not just the school community. We got a national blogger who picked it up and thought it was a good thing to model that, you know, so-called leaders in state government try to have honest and direct conversations with people. So in that spirit, maybe the direct conversation goes something like this. That letter is something the governor is required to do. It's her obligation to send that out because the revenues just simply don't match the expenditures for this year. That's really no one's fault. It's gotten worse since January 1 because people aren't buying things. A little bit of this is kind of the self-fulfilling prophecy. People are worried a little bit about the economy, so they don't buy the car. So they don't buy the car, they don't pay the sales tax on it. So you get a double whammy. Car not sold by GM, sales tax not paid to the state. So the school aid fund and state government is in jeopardy. And just as an aside, I mean, I really hope that the legislature, and the legislature's on the clock now, they have 30 days to resolve this. I just hope the legislature is going to do what they have to do in this time to keep schools whole so that they don't have to make that cut and to keep the rest of state government, which has been devastated with these cuts over the last number of years, whole. So let's talk about options for schools for a minute. I mean, I was a local superintendent for years. And if I got this letter today, and they're all receiving it today, ironically enough, I think it's Teacher Appreciation Day, which is unfortunate. But we can get out of this. We just need to have some discussion and hopefully some action on the legislature's part about some revenue. And I know that's the tax word that people don't like. But I'm hoping there'll be at least a short-term tax that people could have a sunshine date on to get us through this year. And then you've certainly got next year's budget to talk about continued reform. I happen to be an advocate, for example, of pension reform, school health care reform. We need good benefits for teachers and for the rest of the employees. But for those districts that have negotiated co-pays that pass the smell test in their community, I really congratulate you and thank you. For those districts that are still at zero co-pays, it just doesn't pass the smell test, and we need to work on that over the summer. Well, let's talk about what I would do. If I was a local superintendent again, like a real superintendent, and got that letter today, I wouldn't have the luxury of waiting a month. I'd be calling a special emergency meeting with my board probably tonight. I guess you have to give a legal notice, so maybe in a couple of nights, and start talking about immediate options. I respect the heck out of bus drivers. It's a hard job, but I'd strongly consider cutting transportation now, as an example. And the reason is, not to be dramatic, it's you have, in my view, here's a couple of things you have to do. Every school district has to get their 1,098 hours in. That's the minimum that has to be in under the law of direct student instruction. So they've got to get this almost 2,000 hours in. I'm not sure why we ever kept the 2 hours out. Seems like 2,000 would have been a nice round number. In fact, it's not 2,000. I take that back. It would have been 1,100. It would have been 1,100 hours. But we haven't done that. They need to get that, or they're penalized on state aid, a double whammy. So think about the options for local boards and superintendents and other leaders right now. The first has to be non-instructional. We can't afford in this state right now to not focus all of our time and energy on the instructional program. We don't want a situation where the last week of school is cut because they've made the 1,098, they still have a week left, all the teachers have their lesson plans and everything else sequentially put together so that kids are ready in the third grade for fourth grade. You get the picture. So closing early, which I think is a possibility for some districts because they do not have reserves, is something they're going to consider, and I think it needs to be the last consideration. So you look at non-instructional issues first. And then from the instructional issues, you have to look at the ones that are not mandated. Early childhood is close to my heart. I'm a major advocate for it. But in the areas where it's not mandated and you have to take the 1,098 requirement, that's something that's going to have to be on the table also. So we're really talking about anything not mandated in the event that the legislature doesn't fix this in the next 30 days. That's by June 1. The clock is on. It just was the NFL draft day the last weekend. And for those of you familiar with that ritual, each team gets 15 minutes to make their selection in the draft. This is kind of similar. The clock's on. The pressure's on. I hope our legislators will do the right thing. There's good leadership in both the House and the Senate that I admire. I just hope they'll step up to this and get us over the hump. Our leaders in the community need to have a full discussion with the community about it. It's why I would recommend a board meeting right now to have these discussions. The short-term solution is that at least temporary revenue source, I believe. You can't make cuts this late in the year. The ones I'm even suggesting, like transportation and early childhood, I don't think they can make the number of dollars that equate to $122 per child. That's equivalent, $122 right now is equivalent to $700 or $800 cut per child in the beginning of the year. And if you wait till June 1, you've got 1 month left. And that's kind of equivalent then to, you know, $1,300, $1,400 per child. So let me just kind of conclude with the positive. I think you need to strongly consider cuts now in case this doesn't happen. I think we need to keep talking with our legislators so they'll do the right thing in the next 30 days. And let's get this resolved, this immediate hump. State workers deserve this also. School districts deserve it. And then let's talk about real, true reform over the summer and what those things are that would have to be part of a budget deal for next year. And if we do this, this is one reason if I'm kind of showing some concern today. It's just unfortunate in my mind that this hits exactly the same time when our new high school requirements are coming into play next year. We've worked so hard on that, all the way from the governor, the state board, the legislature, and people who have planned for this, you in school districts and parents and community members. And at the very time that these requirements are ready to kick in place, we may not even be able to finish this school year in some districts, and it's just not the way to head into that. But the good news is this. We're going to get it resolved at some point. We're going to move on. This district and this state can really be a model for the rest of the country because ultimately this is all about student achievement. And we have to figure ways to get our biggest bang for the buck there. And it's why this is going to require a combination of innovation, a combination of cuts, and a combination of some revenue. So I hope to get back on track next month and have just purely a positive message because overall we're really headed in the right direction in this state. But ladies and gentlemen, I'm really asking you to help with this immediate problem. And if we do, we'll be better off for it. And I thank you for taking the time to tune in.